What it means to be taken. My mother was the kind of woman who just wanted to be taken. My father's young ribs were already gnarled, but he staked the con, took my mother's fresh heart, and promised to fill it with worlds and money and oceans and art. She was ravenous, ate the meat without flinching. He'd later say that she had a bird's eager mouth, always crying for more, all blind, beg, and wide, fervent throat open. 2 months after his third wedding, my father, still young and open, went cutting northbound roads, mostly alone, sometimes taking to curbsides for penniless strangers, nestling their fists and mouths. This was before he met my mother, before he'd turned the great con that made me. He spoke no English, learned words over red meat at Texas restaurants, cow and beer, dollar, woman, this strange world, endless and flat, his car and bag parked outside, all he had in the world. He grew a mustache, kindled the beginnings of a sturdy gut, opened a small business making empanadas, pastry, cheese, raisins, meat. The words were coming fast now, a lunch rush where he was taken seriously by businessmen and pretty white girls who are cruel cons to all men, their long, smooth legs, contraband hips, sweet pink mouths. He could speak enough now, and the girls loved his lilted mouth, the purr that makes even arroz a low lover's thing. He entered a world where rich beauties threw cash at the cute foreign guy, and the con was easy. Soon he was doing radio work, and these little girls, open legs, hearts, wallets, everything for him and whatever it took to keep him happy. This father they'd never have, all love and meat, and yes, mijita, you're beautiful. But my father was greedy and let the meat turn. He robbed their homes, fleeing east. He met my mother, her mouth filled with Cajun red at a crawfish boil. She taught him to take the head between his teeth and suck the insides, eat the brains, the world. He won my mother just by listening. She laughed when he opened the tiny crustacean chest, trusted the way he smiled, missed the con's fast lift, and soon she was his fourth wife. It was easy. She was a con man's dream, lovely and weak, easily bruised, and my father's meaty fist made her nervous, the way it clenched and waved, turning open only once he'd won, and his wife sunk weightless to the floor, mouth brimming and hushed. When they had me, he said I was the world, promised to change, cradled us both and cried. Later, he'd take everything. My mother will not open again, expects the con. She knows what it is to be taken now, has no hunger for meat. Oh, the stupid, eager mouth, she says. Oh, the world.